Western Illinois University made headlines last month when a video of a large fight on campus surfaced on social media and various news outlets. The university has placed itself back in the spotlight by taking action against the student who recorded and sold the footage. That sound from the video of a late-night brawl that broke out near the University Union after an end-of-semester dance hosted by the Black Student Association. Law enforcement officers used pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Senior meteorology major Nick Stewart filmed a part of the disturbance. He is the editor-in-chief for the Western Courier, the student newspaper on campus. He uploaded his video to YouTube under the title Macomb, Illinois Riot. He also shared the link on the Western Courier's website and turned the footage over to a third-party broker who sold it to several news outlets. A month and a half later, Stewart received a letter from Vice President Gary Biller stating that Stewart was suspended from his job with pay. Biller wrote that he believes Stewart's actions as editor-in-chief pose a threat to the normal operations of the university. Biller says the money Stewart made off the video belongs to the school, or at least to the Courier. Frank Lamonti is the executive director of the Student Press Law Center in Washington, D.C. The organization advocates on behalf of students' First Amendment rights. He questions the threat Stewart poses to the university.
To accuse somebody of being a threat because he's been freelancing, what is he threatening to do? Do more freelancing in the future? I mean, I think it's clear from the tone of that letter and from the use of the word threat, what's really going on here is that the university is embarrassed by the fact that Nick was able to circulate and publicize a video that they found unflattering to the institution. That's the threat they're trying to respond to, the threat to their public image.
Stewart contacted Lamonti about legal representation. Lamonti referred him to Gabe Fuentes, a media and First Amendment litigator out of Chicago. Fuentes represented Stewart when the Courier's publication board met last week. Fuentes told the oversight group Stewart acted appropriately as a journalist and in accordance with the paper's operations manual.
Section C, salaries, it says that freelancing is permitted. It says that freelancing should be cleared in advance with the Courier, but it doesn't say it has to be.
But the university says it's not just about the freelancing fees. It contends that Stewart was a school employee acting as a reporter for the Courier. And because of that, the university says the video he shot belongs to the newspaper and Stewart did not have the right to sell it. The video Stewart uploaded to his personal YouTube channel displayed his name in the lower left corner, followed by Western Courier. But the copy of the video that made the media rounds did not mention the university or the Western Courier. It had Nick Stewart's name and the acronym LSM, which stands for Livestorm Media, the third-party broker that sold the video. Darcy Schinberger with Western's University Relations says the institution would not comment regarding Nick Stewart because judicial matters and proceedings as well as personnel matters are confidential. Kelly McBride is an ethicist on staff with the Poynter Institute, a media trade group in St. Petersburg, Florida. She says it's up to the university to prove Stewart was working for the Courier when he shot the video.
If you're a reporter and you're on the job, you're a photographer and you're on the job and you're clearly on assignment for the organization owns that video. But if you're not, then it's yours.
Nick Stewart declined to be interviewed for this story, but he has made it clear he used his own equipment to record and edit the video. The Courier was also on hiatus after publishing its last issue for the semester earlier that morning. The newspaper's director, Rich Moreno, also serves on the publications board. He says there's always been this kind of unwritten understanding of Courier first, and then students are free to explore other options.
It's always been, in my experience, the Courier's always encouraged students to go ahead and do work for themselves.
It does not appear there's been an issue in the past when it comes to the Courier's approach to freelancing versus the university student code of conduct. So why now? Again, Frank Lamonti with the Student Press Law Center.
If that video was a video of a birthday party or a dog catching a frisbee, that we wouldn't be here having this conversation right now. No question whatsoever. The reason that the university wants to stick it to this editor and wants to bring him up on disciplinary charges is because they are trying to protect their public image and send a message to other journalists not to embarrass them in the future.
Stewart's future includes meetings with the publications board and a university auditor before eventually going before the school's judicial board. Possible action by the judicial board could include anything from probation to expulsion. In the meantime, the university is drawing media scrutiny for suspending Stewart from the Western Courier. The Illinois News Broadcasters Association and the Society for Professional Journalists have publicly criticized Western's handling of the situation, again creating unwanted headlines for the university. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.